Hello all and welcome to Popstar episode 7. This week is 80s pop and we are getting super excited. Top 12. We will only be cutting one person tonight to go down to the top 11. Dylan is up first. Dylan Collins, the first of the night.
First of the night.
All right, I have a bone to pick with the contestants. First of all, I have something good to say to the contestants, which is, yay, most of you sending to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
Good job.
I think, like, two of you sent to just me or three of you or something, so good job. Not so good job. There are 12 of you in this competition. And 6 of you submitted on time.
Dun, dun, dun.
Six of you submitted when you were supposed to.
Boo.
And like, okay, I understand that like, oh, okay. That like, yeah. That like some of you have like excuses and like they're legitimate. Like for instance, Faded is like in the hospital. And she still did something for us, which is like really incredible and
Yeah,
crazy
Faded
and
is the
blah.
trooper.
But like, I don't know. I don't want to complain because like I have a life too, and like I understand that like people have lives, like shit happens. But like, I don't know. It's just really
Six is a
frustrating
little
to like,
much.
it's just frustrating because like normally I'm like online by like, 10, 10:30, 11 on Wednesday nights, and like people, and I'm like talking to people, and they're like, oh yeah, submitting soon, like I'll, 10 minutes over, and I'm like, okay. And for some reason, tonight I didn't come home because it was my birthday, so I like was out with some friends for a bit, and I like was doing some stuff. And I come home, and half of you guys are like gonna be late, and I'm like, if I'm not here, do you guys just like forget that like it's due? Like, I don't get it, so. Please try to be on time, guys, because, like, yeah.
Yeah. It is a competition.
Yeah, and, like, it's just getting, like, frustrating. And, like, I, like, want you guys to submit really, really badly because I, like, love all you guys and, like, you're all really talented and I don't want to lose any of you guys because that makes the competition boring if, like, I was like, oh, you're late? No, you cannot submit. But, like,
Yeah.
please try to be on time. And, like, there's, like, some of you who, like, do this all the time. Like, you're always late. And I'm not gonna, like, name any names because that's, like, mean and obnoxious. But just, like, you know who you are. So just, like, please, please, please try to be more on time because it's just, like, it's just really frustrating. Anyway, we can talk about Dylan now.
Because he was on time.
He
He
was
was
on.
Yeah,
He
he
was, like,
was like
two
2 weeks on
early.
time. Yeah.
He was, like, okay. So, guys, I'm gonna go first just because I'm talking and I'm on a flow of talking. So, deal with that, apparently. And it's my
Oh,
birthday.
snap. We have been told.
So, you has been
Ouch.
told. Okay. So, this was much better than last week. I thought. I don't know. Last week's was kind of weird for me. Like, I don't know. It was just strange. But I felt like your music was kind of loud, and there was like a few points where I was curious about like your timing. Because it like sounded like you weren't on with the piano in the background, so that was kind of weird. And then towards the end, like I wanted you to have more emotion because like you started off pretty okay, and then like I was like looking for it to build, and like the music did, but you didn't as much. So like if you're still here next week, I'm kind of just looking for more emotion. What did you think of Valk?
I had the same note about the music being too loud and the timing too. Like halfway through the song, it sounded like you were coming in at odd spots and stuff. I like when you said hello again. I was like, oh, hello again, Dylan. And then you said it back, and I was like, oh, hello again. Yeah. Yeah, I thought there were some lines that sounded kind of like pitchy, and then like you got back on pitch and it was kind of like weird. And like I also had the note like it needed to build emotionally. Like I liked it at the beginning, but then it didn't build at all, so it kind of like I kind of tuned it out like halfway through. But it was good for your voice, and I agree with it. It was like a lot better than last week.
Yeah.
The end.
What did you think, Jeffers?
Okay, first disclaimer. My knowledge of 80s pop is like zero, so please bear with me
Mine
tonight.
too.
Not my strength, but that's okay. Dylan, what I liked on what he did on this song was that he had a really like reserved emotion and he didn't go crazy emo Dylan on it this song.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like it would have been really awkward if he did, so I like that. But just general notes, what the other two said. A little bit more dynamics in the build. A little bit pitchy, but not bad. Pretty good. Much better than last week.
Yeah, I was happy to see this better than last week. I mean, I know you recorded them at the same time, so you didn't exactly like do anything to improve, but like, I think
Better
this was just
song
like,
choice, I
yeah, I think
guess.
this was just like a better, well, more executed, like, I don't know how to describe this. It was,
It was just
Betterly
better.
executed? Does that even make sense?
Betterly, because betterly
Betterly, yes.
a word.
Up next is Melly.
Woo.
The sad eyes, don't be discouraged. Oh, I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all, the darkness still inside you make you feel so small. But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors are beautiful like a rainbow. Smile, don't be unhappy. Can't remember when I last saw you laughing. If this world makes you crazy and you've taken all you can bear, you call me up because you know I'll be there. And I'll see your true colors shining through. I'll see your true colors. That's why I love you, so don't be afraid to let them show your true colors are beautiful like a rainbow. Makes you crazy, you've taken all you can bear. You call me up because you know I'll be there. And I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true. True colors shining through. See your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors are beautiful like a rainbow. Melly.
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 Okay. Vac, you go first.
Woo. I'm kind of iffy about this because, like, at the beginning I was like, great song choice. And it did sound really pretty on your voice tone. It sounded, like, really pure and really, like, sincere and nice. But I also thought, like, it sounded, like, too reserved. Kind of like the same note on Dylan's. I thought, like, it could have built to be, like, maybe a little belting, maybe not, like, a lot of belting, like, at the end, because the backtrack was kind of mellow, but, like, I felt like it needed a little more dynamics and, like, built emotion, because it was kind of, like, all at the same level. And, like, it was nice emotion, but I felt like there could have been more, put emotion put into the song But I really liked the talking part. I
Oh my
thought
God,
that was
me too.
I know, I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And yeah, I liked it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, it needed more emotion, but it sounded nice.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, like, I really liked her emotion at the beginning, though. But I
Yeah.
wanted it to like swell at the end. Like Dylan's, it was like very similar. I loved her talking parts, so
I
good.
know.
And I felt like there were some pitchy parts.
Oh yeah, I noted that too.
So like there were just like a couple of parts where she sounded like slightly under pitch. Jeffers, what'd you think?
I actually liked it, I think, a bit more than you two did, because I don't know, when I listened to it, I kind of took it as her own spin on it, and she like played the song more mellow and a bit more like tender than Cyndi Lauper did. So I don't know, like taking it like as an original song, I think I liked it better. But I thought your emotion was good, and I really like your tone on this song, like that slight rasp you have to your voice melody, like really worked on this. And I have take you all take all you can bear was a bit pitchy, and your ad lib was great, but the line right after it came in oddly timed. But other than that, I like this. I thought it was
Oh,
good.
see, I've only heard the Glee version, so
Oh
that's
really?
y'all.
Well, it's quite different from Cyndi Lauper, but.
Apparently, I was like, what is this song? And then I was like, oh, it's that stupid Glee song.
Oh boy.
Cookies
I don't
actually
know.
sang this song.
Yeah, she
That's
did.
right.
And it
For
sounded.
me.
Yeah. Cookie sang the Glee version. Ah.
She did. She did. Anyway, we can move on to the next person, which is sorry, my phone keeps going off because like it was just my birthday and like slash I just got a phone back because I didn't have one for a while, so it's like blah, freaking out.
We're gonna hear a bunch of buzzing.
Omi is next.
Yeah.
Looking out across the nighttime, the city winks a sleepless eye. Hear her voice shake my window, sweet seducing sighs. Get me out into the nighttime, for walls will hold me tonight. If this town is just an apple, then let me take a bite. If they say why, I tell them that it's human nature. Why does he do me that way? If they say why, I tell them that it's human nature. Why does he do me that way? Reaching out to touch a stranger, electric eyes are everywhere. See that girl, she knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. If they say why, I tell them that it's human nature. Why does he do me that way? If they say why, I tell them that it's human nature. Why does he do me that way? I like living this way. Yeah, I like loving this way. The loneliness, the city's heart begins to beat. Reaching out, I touch her shoulder. I'm dreaming of the street. if they say why, I tell them that it's human nature, why, does it do me that way, if they say why, I tell them that it's human nature, why, does it do me that way, if they say why, ooh, together, does it do me that way if I say why? Da 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 da. Why? Ooh, yeah, why? Why? Tell me that it's human nature. Why? Does it do me that way if I say? Way, I'm living this way.
Jeffers.
Oh, didn't expect this one to come to me first. Okay. Anyway. This was a great choice, Omi. I like this a lot on I like this song a lot for you. It just really worked well for your voice, and yeah, I liked it a lot. Your high notes at the end were very nice. And what I like was that you toned down the harmonies like we told you.
Yeah, I noted that too.
And that was really good because it sounded much better. Less is more sometimes.
Yeah.
The only note I have down is kind of like, sometimes the harmonies are still a little bit loud.
But that mainly was like a lot better.
That was a lot better. But like, if I were to be nitpicky, it's just a little bit softer in the beginning. Like when it got to the end, the volume got better for me. And yeah, that's all. Good job.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I thought this was really well mixed. Like, this was one of the best things I've heard you do mixing wise. Like, your quality was like super clear, which I was like really pleased about.
Yeah.
This is probably one of my favorite things I've heard you do as well. Like, I really liked you on this. Like, I enjoyed your emotion a lot, and like, just in general, you sounded, like, really good on it. Like, it was really good for your voice and, like, range and stuff. And, like, you didn't do too many crazy things. Like, there was some harmonies, but they were, like, nice and kind of more on the relaxed side. And, like, you had some... you just, like... this was just nice. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
What did you think, Valk?
I also think this is one of the best things you've done. And I love this song. I didn't have a note on the volume of the harmonies. I thought was fine, but I thought the timing on a couple of them was a little behind with the lead vocal.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was a clever pick because you didn't really need, like, super, like, emotion and stuff, and then you had emotion in it, which is good, because that's my main note for you, and there was emotion in it, and it was nice and mellow and, like, pleasant to listen to. That's about it. I liked this a lot. This is, like, probably my favorite of the night so far.
Yep, mine too.
Yay!
Let me look at my list to see who's next.
Songbird.
Yes. Songbird!
Jeffers is throwing it.
I am on it. I have all my files labeled and in order tonight.
Oh, snap.
All right. Here we go.